I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid coins. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hey, you stupid motherfuckers! Man, that's me. No, I love my fan machines. Hey, fans! Hey, listeners! Hey, everybody! I'm Carlito. We're here with Madhouse Radio, Afternoon Edition. We're going to look for some jobs. Today's show is brought to you by Big Legend, old-time PLAer, who sent in scans from his Sunday local newspaper up there in the Florida. Yeah! Repping the 727, whatever it's called now. 813-727-SPLIT. Brad Carter's going to join us. Llama might also be joining us shortly. Let's see if Brad's here. We're connecting Brad now. And then we get to the first prank call. Hope you're all having a fine day and been having a good week. I am way behind on podcasts, man, but I worked on the website a lot yesterday. Brad helped me out with that. Thank you, Brad. Hold off for Brad to connect here, see if he was ready or not. He said he would be. And we'll get going. If you got any requests, you can send that to me over at the IRC. Or email me at madhouseradio@gmail.com. Again, email me your requests if you have any. madhouseradio@gmail.com. Of course, if you're listening for the first time, probably not. But if you happen to be, welcome. Tell a friend. Enjoy the show. And visit prankcallnation.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Woo-hoo. My personal website is madhouselive.com. Madhouselive.com. L-I-V-E. All right, we're still waiting for Brad to connect. In the meantime, I will engage the first prank call of the day. Someone is selling a portable generator. And it failed. Yay. That was quick. All right, see you later, guys. Try that again. Oh, come on now. These are just working. I just tested this shit. I'm having serious problems. You see what's going on here? The program I use is VoxOx, right? And they actually pulled their Windows client, their Windows software, and their Mac software off their website because they're rewriting it. And I think at some point, it's slowly dying off. They're promising they're only available for Android and iOS now, but are promising their Windows and Mac versions will come back in a new version, a non-beta version. Problem is, the beta version was working okay before. It was able to sustain me for a show, and Sloth also, he uses it. But all of a sudden, I've been having nothing but trouble. I don't know if it's on my end or if it's them in general. But we'll see. Yeah. If not, then fuck it. If not, then I'm going to play some GTA. It's been a while. Alright, I'm going to sign out the software. I'm going to close it up. Oh, this sucks. And no, I can't use Skype at all. Skype is not an option for me. I gotta get like Brad and some others where they've got their own VoIP setups. You know, they've got like Asterisk servers or, you know, other VoIP servers that they're running on their own. I don't know how that works. I guess you need to get a SIP number to dial out with and stuff. I really would be interested in that and figuring that out, you know? What am I doing now? Seriously, this was just—it was just working brilliantly. Oh my god! This is three shows in a row, four shows in a row. I was so excited to do a show. No, I'm not. I don't want to do it. Anyway, just a moment. Signing in on the other machine. Balls and ass cock, fallopian tubes and cum. Masturbation, labia, and vulva. Yeah. Man, this pisses me off. The only solution I found to this problem when it starts happening is to reboot the computer. And it's just, I can do it within 3 minutes now. I've got it timed down to a science machine. Hang on, I restarted the program on PC1. If not, I'm going to do just that. Since we just started, I would have to be back in 3 or 4 minutes. Okay, we're going to do that. See you later, guys. I'll be right back in a few minutes. Sorry for the false start.
Do you have any sister?
Sorry?
Do you have lovely sister?
Sister?
Tera Bandy. You know, sister.
I'm not hearing properly. It sounds like coming from far and reflection.
I ask you if you have lovely sister.
What for?
No reason. Just, you have lovely sister. Hello?
Hello? I love this call.
Okay, repeat the order, please.
It's like, no reason. Do you have, Teraban, do you have sister? Oh, boy. Brad! Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Oh, super.
Oh, good.
You know.
Yeah. Brad, I gotta sit with you. I'll send you some money. You gotta help me out, figure out, if I gotta buy a new machine or something just to run a some kind of VoIP or SIP server, you know what I mean? I gotta get off the relying on other shit, you know what I mean? I mean, you don't want to give out on air too much what you do, I'm sure, but I'm sure it's well within something that I can do. I've dealt with VoIP.
Yeah, it's super easy. Like, you basically just, you can probably just run it on a computer that you already have. I have mine on a dedicated computer, but I just bought a used computer from Craigslist for like $150 and put Linux on it, and it's really, it's like hassle-free. Oh. I reboot it like maybe every 2 months.
That's cool.
I don't even touch it, you know?
Would it be viable to... I have a home server that runs a Linux distro. Would it be viable to run it on that also, or does it have to, should it be its own dedicated machine, do you think?
I don't think it needs to be a dedicated machine. Okay. It's like a really low-powered thing.
Okay, cool. I guess it's a set of... And then do I have to get like a SIP number from another company then that I can use to... as a, like I would like a copy
line?
Yeah,
you just buy a... Ew, gross.
Ew.
What's it mean when your hot dog has like white powder all over it? That's weird.
Raw or still cooked?
I'm in the hot dog bun. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked.
It's from the bun. It's probably flour from the bun, from the inside of the bun.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. I'm not eating that. Fuck that shit. What was I saying? I don't know. Oh, yeah, you have to get a service provider. It'll probably be a little bit more than Skype. I pay like $6 to $9 a month for mine.
That's nothing, though. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Well, I probably get international calling, but I don't want to use it up. I'm sure it costs money.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sure it does cost a little more, yeah. But still, domestic only, that'll work. It's got to be with for international, too, some way to piggyback off. So I'm going to do that. All right. Because I knew Asterix, but you were using Asterix, but you stopped, right? For some reason, I think?
No, that's what this is. It's
okay.
Asterix.
You are using Asterix server. Okay, which I've
Asterix is the Linux program. It's.
Okay. Oh, that's your actual phone, right?
Asterix is the server on my Linux machine.
Oh, it's the server. Okay. And what are you using as soft phones? Is there an Asterix client version?
Yeah, it's a free Asterix. Client. There's tons of, like, a SIP client.
Yeah, and it just has a dial pad and all your features there you can customize. Cool. That's cool. Yeah, because I used to configure and set up a Cisco SIP client. I mean, it was different. It's not like free and stuff, but companies would pay big money for Cisco version licenses for it. You know, it's Cisco Call Manager, and it's the same. It was all CLI. You could do. There was GUIs for it, but I just did the CLI. But I get the whole how it all works. I've worked with it before. Cool.
If you want to test it out. I'll tell you which SIP client to download, and you can just use my server.
Okay.
Just to test it out, like not forever.
But I could. Oh yeah, true, because I could actually. Okay, cool. All right, we'll do that.
I do the same. Like VN, he has an actual desk phone that he's got connected to my server. I don't know why I let him on there. It's stupid of me.
It's a Cisco, a Viaphone, I think, or something. I think I've seen him on, seen a video of him doing it before. Or seen him on a video with it,
I've got one here on my desk. I've got a Cisco phone. It has like four lines on it. They're all connected to my server.
That's cool.
Like if I pick up one line, it's my home telephone number. If I pick up another line, it's a, it's a, it, the caller ID shows up as a payphone at the Portland airport.
Oh, cool.
Like each stuff, I ever want to make a phone call without them having my number, it's just all set up.
Cool, man. Now the outro to the show.
Another one is the rejection hotline in New York City.
You got it set up to that as the caller ID.
Yeah, if they call me back, they get the rejection, hotline.
Nice, awesome, cool. Did you ever get the rejection hotline? Did anyone ever give that to you?
I don't hang out in bars and ask girls for their number.
Yeah, exactly. But I know
it seems like that's a cowardly thing for a girl to do. Why don't they just say no, I'm not interested. Sorry.
Yeah, I got a friend from Florida. He said he the first time I ever heard of it was he's like, yeah, man. He was at work, and he was trying to call her for the first time the morning after at work or the afternoon after. It's like, dude, check out this. You got to call this number. I'm like, oh my god. And then he's like, yeah, this girl gave it to me yesterday at the bar. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Oh well.
I think don't like radio stations. They like to promote those. Like I've heard those mentioned on radio stations. Like, hey girls, if you want to give creepy guys a fake phone number.
Yeah, because
instead of just being a man and saying no.
Yeah, I think they usually advertise the station in it. They'll say like, brought to you by 98.6 The Mouth or whatever yours is.
Probably.
What's the radio station you always quote? Was that the Hawk you guys were doing? The Hawk, I thought?
Me?
It's not like that. You guys had a break. You guys used to say that. Remember the whole caw-caw thing? You remember that?
Oh, yeah. I
was you and Lux and shit. That was a long time ago. Sorry for bringing up shit. Look, let's do a prank call, please. Hopefully.
Now it's 100.3 The Gerbil.
The Gerb. The Gerb.
Hi, you've reached 727-785.
Hi. All right, fuck that guy. Here's power and hand tools. Or let me get to the... I want to get to the jobs before they close up. Hold on. Services.
Hold on.
Machinery, supplies, musical instruments, tools, sporting goods services. Where are the jobs? Legend, did you send me jobs? Jewelry, Rochester.
I've got tons of curling club numbers if you still want those.
Those are fun. I might. I just got to look through these to be sure.
I think Mr. Smorgan was doing them the other day on her show.
Last night I heard a lot of those. She actually has some really good ones. One with the husband and the wife. Oh, that was on... I think it was a Llama's broadcast. And he's not uploading him, the crazy fuck. Yeah, he didn't send me Oh, maybe he did. Damn, he sent me a lot of them. Hang on. It's a big newspaper. That's why. No wonder. Alright, here we go. This is more like it. Alright, AC, experience, commercial, and residential duct mechanics. You know where I'm going with the duct thing, right? Ho ho ho. The old Jerky Boys thing. I need duct cleaner.
Heating and air conditioning?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you put an ad in the paper for duct mechanics?
Yes?
I have experience with duct work.
Okay.
I shoot them and I bag them and I clean them and I mount them and I cook them. I used to raise ducks.
Come on, lady. Give me a chance. Damn her. Let me set my caller ID, by the way.
That's a bullshit.
That was a bullshit.
Do you just set your caller ID to a local number to them?
Local area code, yeah. And then I usually, the next three numbers I started with number one. So this doesn't go anywhere. I got the idea from Breaking Bad. All the TV shows, all the numbers that they would show on screen on TVs for on Breaking Bad, it would always start with a one.
Ah. You should set them all to 555.
People know that.
Good afternoon, Cox sitting in here. This is Sandy.
Hello, I was calling about ducks. The duck work.
Okay.
Yeah, what can you tell me about the job for duck work?
Are you looking to replace your ductwork, or are you looking to repair?
I got a bunch of ducts. I work with ducts. I have experience with ducts.
You're looking for a job.
Yeah, and ductwork.
Okay.
I know. I hunt ducts and I catch them.
Can I have that?
Okay. And I bag them.
My
duck retrieves them. And it comes back with the ducks. And when I miss the ducks, he giggles at me, motherfucker. You can't shoot him, though. Shout out to Duck Hunt. Oh, we're having fun yet? Yay!
You should play a sound effect of you shooting a duck, and then it plays the Duck Hunt sound. Like...
yeah. Oh, and the laughing. Okay.
Oh, I missed it.
All right, we got account rep, bilingual plus, vacation sales rep, scammers. You're guaranteed any place that's still using a print newspaper to put their jobs in, search for, is probably a really stupid place to work at.
Thank you for calling Gulf Coast Processing. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For employment opportunities, please press 1.
Oh, God. This is one of those things. I got a call
center. When's the last time you purchased a newspaper for just legitimate purposes, non-pranking purposes?
Never. People in this town still do that. And whatever, man.
This is Jennifer in promotions.
Hey, big girl. How you doing, big Jennifer?
Good. How are you?
Oh, fuck. I'm having a real bad day today, actually. I'm not feeling well, and my mom's sick, and she's might go to the hospital tonight, so I might have to take her, and I'm just have to stay up all night. So then I'm going to be tired tomorrow, you know, and I was thinking about getting my hair cut in the morning, and that'll probably eat into that time, you know?
Yeah.
And I wanted to play some Game of Thrones, or watch Game of Thrones. I'm calling about the account rep bilingual plus vacation sales reps earning $1,000 every week, three shifts, advancement, OPT, weekly pay call today? !
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we're going to be doing interviews all this week, every hour between 11 and 3, so you can come in, fill out an application, and then we can get you in for an interview. We have a next training class starting on Tuesday, so if you get in here by tomorrow or Monday, I should be able to get you in for the class on Tuesday.
Okay. Should I wash my hands?
Yes.
All right, before I hold your hand. Are you going to be there?
Yes, of course.
Oh, good. I like to cram a few in you know what I mean?
Wait, what?
I'd like to cram a few of them in you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. You ever do any gaping?
No.
Hey, quick question.
No, thank you.
Listen, stupid. Why don't you just put that in the ad instead of telling people to call to get it? It sounds pretty stupid.
What do you mean?
Like, you could have... Why wasn't the ad just to come down to this address at this time, this day, that we're taking applications, instead of call so we can... You know, because you could have saved a bunch of phone calls all week, you know?
Yeah, well, I have people call to give them some more information to see if this is a position that they're interested in or not.
Well, if that is, you know, to weed them out, they should just come anyway, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they should just come in anyway, you know?
So did you know when you'd be coming in, or?
Yeah, when are you going to be there?
I work every day 9 to 5.
Yeah? All right, so yeah. I'll get to see you for sure. Are you bilingual, too?
No, I mean, I know Spanish, and I mean, I'm not completely bilingual, though, so...
I'm Cuban.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hot too. I got nice abs. I'll let you see my abs. And I'll show you Spanish, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've taken 5 years of Spanish, so I get the gist.
I'll teach you the alphabet. Do you know it already?
Yes.
Because like what I like to do when I'm going down on a girl is I do the alphabet with my tongue down there. So
oh my God, are you seriously calling
I'll do the Spanish one. It has like three extra letters and some squiggles.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the N. Mm-hmm.
N-Y.
Yes.
Yeah, and the double L.
All right, so did you want me to set you up for an interview, or?
I'll use all the accents and everything.
Uh-huh.
The accent is when I go really fast, like that, like a lizard almost.
Uh-huh.
What do you like better? You like to have the clit suck on? Or
no, I'm taken. I'm taken, thank
but
you.
But what do you like your boyfriend or girlfriend to do? Your man?
That is not information that I'm going to be giving out. Did you have any other questions involving the job?
But
or?
What's better, like sucking on the clit or just going at it like inappropriate? Not that funny, but just weird.
So she's taken 5 years of Spanish, but I'm not bilingual.
Damn. What a waste of a college education. You know how you don't even have to take any years of Spanish, bro. All you got to do is get yourself go to a place where Spanish is spoken. Just be there for like 2 months. You're gonna at least understand it. You probably have a better understanding than that chick does after taking 5 years.
I don't know. I worked in many convenience stores in Texas where everyone is Spanish, and I don't understand shit.
Yeah, you still went home to speak Spanish. You still watch TV and all your shit in Spanish, right? You still interacted with your friends and family. I mean, in English. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put yourself in a situation where you gotta do that. That's what worked out for me in going to Puerto Rico every summer growing up until I was a senior in high school. I would do that. And that was basically why I spent 2.5-3 months every year there. And you become a little better at the language that way. Who cares, right? Do you want to do a CDL driver job? I can throw some jobs at you that are available.
Do you not want to do pranks? I don't know. Sure.
All right, look, hey, I'll tell you what I got. I got teachers and substitutes, taxi drivers.
I'll take the teacher.
Do you want the teacher and substitutes?
Yep.
It's a private middle school / high school. And it's a small setting, ESE, SLD experience. I guess ESE is like special education. So go with that. Get your foot in there, man. Tell them you work with the, you know.
Okay.
You kind of do on those networks, to be honest. When you do this kind of thing, right, Brad? Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah. Glad you're here, Brad. I'm glad you're here with me.
Oh, I'm glad you let me be on your show.
Yay.
Thanks, Carlito.
Hey, Trainwreck's around.
Oh, really?
I've got to put him on. Ouch, that hurt. anyway, electricians, CDL driver, taxi driver. Can you do that?
I wanted to say I wasn't allowed within 500 feet of children.
You could say that anyway.
But I could have been like, well this, will they cancel each other out if I'm a teacher?
I mean, come on. I mean, I got to see the kids. Trainwreck, are you here? Are you still connecting?
Yes!
Oh, my God. He's alive. Hey, Trainwreck. What's up, man?
Hey.
I'm Robin Steele, killing niggas like Shaquille. You know what I mean?
How are you guys?
Bad, very. I've been doing really bad.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, man.
What happened?
Nothing. I just say that. I try to catch people now.
Oh.
Yeah, because everyone's
make them regret asking.
Yeah.
Why tell them
this
the
is
truth?
What you get for small talk.
Yeah. I just went off into a whole conversation with that lady. She's like, oh shit.
You should just keep going and going like for like 10 minutes until they stop you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that'd be kind of boring, but it'd be funny.
Well, my wife had an interview. She interviewed someone at her job. And the chick was fine, did the interview fine, and at the very end...
Clearwater, Florida. We are currently unavailable.
At the end, my wife mentions, you know, well, there is a background check here at this facility. She goes... And she just unloaded on a whole 15-minute story about a car... And stolen, and a purse, and the drugs that were found, and the chase, and the 2 months later, and all this stuff. She's just like, wow. It was just so awkward. And then the same day, another lady came in with her child that sat on my wife's lap while they did the interview.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
like,
right?
How's that? How do you not know how to not to do that?
I know. I was like, for real, Athena? She's like, yeah. I mean, she said, I couldn't, you know, I need a job, and I couldn't find anyone. I had it, you know, she's... She didn't obviously get the job, but I was...
Maybe she's hoping for pity.
Yeah, yeah. But she did say that the girl was really well-behaved. It was a little girl. She was really well-behaved and cute, but it was really inappropriate. Just don't go, man. God, Here's another driver call. Either of you could take it. Do you mind if Train takes it? Because he hasn't done a prank in a while. Train wreck.
Yep. I guess so.
You know, I'm noticing this newspaper, though, it says...
Rhino Trucking, this is Tracy.
Hey, I'm calling for the job.
Yes, we're... Do you have a clean Florida driver? Do you have a clean driver's license?
Oh, does DUI count?
DUI? Yeah, how long ago did you have a DUI?
Well, no, it's clean now.
Did you have a DUI?
No.
Sir, I hope you understand that I have to run an MVR.
Okay. No, never.
Okay.
Next
Do you have a tanker endorsement? Do you have a tanker endorsement?
That's stupid. What? I'm sorry, you cut off here.
A tanker endorsement.
Not sure about that one. Yes, I have.
Are you calling for you or for somebody else?
No, I'm calling for myself.
Okay. We're looking for someone.
When do I begin?
Do I have to bring
my
own lunch,
sure that you're, or is it provided there?
Oh, so you're going to provide your own lunch. You're driving over the road.
Okay, yeah. But I meant, like, is it compensated? Is it paid by the office?
No. Okay. You pay for your own food.
Okay. Do I have to pay for my own gas?
No.
Okay. Okay, next question.
Are you willing to go over the road for 2 to 3 weeks at a time?
If I have to do, yes. Hey, Carlito, I'm gonna pass you to my parole officer here, okay? Take the phone. I'm not doing that.
Hello? Yeah, I have to document that he is looking for work. So do you state that Mr. Rec...
Okay.
Mr. Rec did indeed call regarding a job opportunity? So I can check that off here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and in your opinion, would he be offered an interview or a second call?
I would need him to fill out an application.
All
right.
I mean, does he have a felony?
No, nothing like that. No. I mean, I can't say it over the phone. He has to say it's Florida law, you know. It's in the Florida statutes. I can't do that.
Okay.
All right. But, I mean, he'll tell you what's going on. He's asking, I'm going to be coming with him. He has an ankle monitor. I have to come with him for that.
He would have to leave the state.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. He can leave the state. That's fine.
It's my phone.
Yeah, we just want to know where he's at all times. That's all. He's an asset. You understand? So I'm coming in with him, and then would you like us to bring anything, any lunch for you guys?
Chipotle?
Do you guys like Chipotle?
You're so sweet. Sure.
Okay. What do you want? A burrito bowl, or what do you want? What would you like?
Sure. Perfect.
Paja bowl.
Carnitas, chicken.
Chicken.
Right.
Chicken's fine.
Guac?
He's going to need to bring his medical DOT card, his license.
Can I bring my kit?
Hey, you got all that shit, motherfucker, that she's saying? You got all that fucking shit she's saying you got to bring?
Hey.
I'm asking you, boy.
Hey, tell her I drive tanker in GTA.
She's a tanker in GTA.
Wow, I already suck, guys.
That's a great idea for when they ask if you're doing a driving job, just talk about GTA a bunch.
Okay, that's gonna be my angle next time.
Alright. Electrician, Brad, would you like to be an electrician or do you pass?
I sure, okay.
Alright, You don't. You can pass. You can pass if you want. We're just having fun.
No, that's okay.
If you want to pass, I take it.
Good afternoon, Mayor Electric.
No, it's mine.
This is Robin.
Hi, I'm calling about the electrician position.
Okay, we're asking that you come in and fill out an application.
Well, why'd you have me call you then? Like, why didn't you just write that in the paper?
I don't know. I just work here.
Okay, well, that was really dumb. You should tell whoever put that ad in the paper. That's stupid. Like, who uses a newspaper anyway? You know when the last time I bought a paper was?
Well, oh, I was trying to say this before, that one call. It says powered by Monster on here, so maybe it's actually pulling off a Monster or anything. Maybe they got an extra checkbox to also include them.
Oh, like newspapers are reduced to that? Like, people don't actually put ads in them anymore?
Yeah, I think, like, Tampa Bay Times has a contract with Monster, so Monster charges maybe like an extra. It says, you know, when you're checking out for your thing, for your job posting, you know, would you like to add a print for a dollar maybe or something? I don't know. I think that's what it is.
That makes sense.
Yeah, well, it's kind of cool. It keeps it going, but it was weird.
I think it's been like maybe since 2007 or 2008 since I purchased a newspaper.
Yeah, I bought them.
I mean, like
I've only bought it for prank calls since about that time. Yeah. Excuse me.
I subscribe to my local newspaper's RSS feeds just so I know what's going on in town and stuff, but actually buying a paper seems crazy. Yeah.
I visit mine. Well, I visit the Orlando one and then I visit the local one. I visit both. I keep in touch because I know I'm ending up going back to Florida, I'm pretty sure, in a year or so.
Oh, like, awesome.
I don't like this place.
Fuck Pennsylvania.
I came up here, I got sick, bunch of surgeries, lost vision in one eye, and broke
my... Yeah, Pennsylvania is bad luck.
It is, man. It's fucking simple-ass shit out here. Okay, I got another electrician job. Train wreck or me? I can do one. It's been a while.
You should take Soth with you. Like, take him with you to Florida.
Yeah?
Get him out of that
telegos. And fuck him. And fuck him good.
Oh, yeah, Brad.
Yeah, that's you.
Hey, Dwight.
Dwight and Llama are here, guys. Train wreck and Brad.
What happened to Enigma? I thought Enigma was here.
Didn't you hear him? He's coughing.
Oh, okay. Hey, Enigma.
Yeah, I know Enigma. Yeah. Smoking drugs over there. All right, we got more driver jobs here. This is for a different CDL job. CDL, what's a commercial driver license, right? Yeah, that's right. I knew that. Did you used to have one of those too, Dwight?
No.
Yeah, right. I think I missed
it. I did in GTA.
They won't let me drive in GTA anymore because I killed over 1,000 cops.
Alright, starting that shit again.
Garlic, I checked my stats last night. I think I said I killed 1,032 cops in the 2 months that I've been playing.
Jesus Christ, man. You got a problem with the cops. Alright, hang on, boys.
Well, the assault shotgun makes it so much easier to kill them, too.
Is that railgun a real gun you can get in the game, or is it just from a hack?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think
that's just a hack. That's not in story mode or anything.
That thing is fucking awesome. It's like a quick reloadable grenade launcher.
Like, my guess is that it's something that they were going to put in the game, but then they never got around. You know, they didn't use it, but it's still in there.
Yeah. Well, someone's calling me from, I guess, a GTA conference is going on. I can't accept the conference to marry with a conference.
Oh, yeah. They're calling me, too.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You got a CDL driver job?
Yes.
Yeah? And how am I going to be driving? What kind of driver am I going to be doing on that shit?
Pardon me?
What kind of driver am I going to be doing on that? Local driving, out of state, what's going on?
Well, if you read the ad, it says for busy North Pinellas tree service.
Right, but I don't know if the trees is going out far away. They could be going to Canada for all I know. They need trees up there.
Okay. This is a tree service. We cut down trees, so it'd be a
good,
grapple
good.
Truck.
I've done that before.
Okay, where are you located?
Well, I'm in Pinellas County. I'm in that.
Well, come on.
You know that Tarpon Springs? That's where I is, right here. Yeah.
Which tree service did you work for?
I used to work for Luther Tree Service in Minnesota.
How long have you been here?
I've been here 2 weeks.
Okay, and our driver...
I'm hiding from this guy named LaFours. He's after me. LaFours. You guys haven't heard from LaFours, a guy named LaFours at all, have you?
Is this the guy you're on the conference call with?
No. LaFours. LaFours.
Anyway, we're in Dunedin. Look us up if you want to come
hey,
out.
Hey, look, all right, so it's a conference call. So what? He's coaching me because it's my first time looking for work in a long time. He's
doing great, buddy. You're doing great.
Didn't you see the movie with
Good job.
Steve Martin where he had the big nose?
What a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, how did she know it was a conference call?
Because we were talking at the beginning of it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, my fault.
So what, it can't be like your buddies are in the fucking background? You're just
You're not allowed. You're not allowed.
I thought LaFours was from Mallrats.
It is. I've always wanted to use the name LaFours for prank calls, and I never remember.
What are you talking about? LaFours with Steve Martin and the big nose.
Oh, no, not LaFours. Steve Martin didn't he play Cyrano? Or didn't they have a movie where he was coaching someone who's trying to go out with a girl? He was in his ear with a microphone or something. It was like, yeah, say this and say that. I think that's what it was. And I was saying that you guys were doing that for me. You were like, yeah, say this. Yeah, you know? No? Okay.
So I get it now.
It's a stretch. I know, it's a stretch. It's all right. All right, we got driver opportunities for new owners. They need drivers for upcoming contracts. Who wants?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, all right,
motherfucker. Yeah. Remember, you live in Tampa and shit.
Tampa.
St. Pete, to be exact. I
drove my last fucking truck in a Tampa Bay.
Right in the Raymond James Stadium.
I was hauling the marijuanas, and I wasn't going to get caught.
Llama's being quiet.
Yeah, got some shit going on in the background, but
oh,
I'm
no.
here.
Llama, upload your show from last night, puto. What's wrong with you? From the other day. You're missing a show.
Hey, Cardito, are you posting the podcast on the iTunes machine?
The PC and main one is, yes. And
yes, but your show, like...
My show
do
is...
you include yours in that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. And Brad's are in there.
Okay. I saw Brad's, but I didn't saw yours. That's why.
Yeah, I'm behind. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I was doing good for a few months there. I was on top of it every day, day after. And I get like writer's block sometimes when it comes to editing. Like I just don't want to pay attention to it while I'm editing it. And I end up doing other stuff at the same time. And I'm 15 minutes ago, but I'm like, shit. What do you do?
I don't know how you keep that up to date with all those shows.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of work.
Yeah. Driver for Dwight here. Driver job. It's a dairy company.
Oh, fuck you.
William Dairy.
How you doing? I'm calling about the job listing you got in the paper there.
All right. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Dwight McClanahan. Nice to meet your fucking acquaintance.
Yeah, I'll call back.
Okay, call back. I'm sorry.
He's like, nope. Yeah, nope. Oh, Tiny Chat. Don't forget, people, if you want, tinychat.com/prankcallmission.
Hello. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. We got off on the wrong foot, I think. Yeah, I was calling about the tanker job there for the dairy.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you tell me about it?
This isn't the Jerky Boys dairy.
Okay, yeah, I'm well aware of that. That's not what was listed.
Okay.
So what...
I think
he caught the prank call nation part.
I just imagine he crosses his arms, is like, mm-hmm.
Fucking like, A-kill over there.
Like, I hate you. I'm mad at you.
I'm showing my displeasure on the phone. Damn.
Star says he's going to say that next time he goes for a job interview. Yeah. There's to meet your fucking acquaintance. Yeah.
He's like, nope. Click. Well, no dairy for you. We got. We can call back with a different Carl Hardy and someone else can.
He's calling his secretary in the office. And you never believe what this boy just tried to get over on me.
He's a blast to meet your F-U-C-K. Damn, a lot of drivers in this motherfucker here in this town. Oh, I love this song. All right, we got... this I already called that place. They're advertised twice. Activity assistant, part-time, skilled nursing facility, looking for an activity assistant. I guess that's like for running the bingo. Yeah. Who's going to do that? Hey, I think a train wreck would work for that, probably.
Huh?
You want to be an event coordinator at a nursing facility? Or Llama can. Llama has a
gun. Llama.
I've still got a lot of background noise.
Well, you can't do it.
Thank you for calling Palm Garden Vlograph, where we're committed to leading by example. This is Samantha. How may I help
Shut
you?
Up. Hey. Hello?
Hello?
I'm calling for the job that you put on the in the paper here. I'm showing it to you right now. Can you tell me more about it? What the fuck?
Shit, what you said.
Shut up!
You said that once during the show. I think it was like a Gilmore. I forget who you're on with. You just said, shut up, like that in the background. Some girl. Oh, I laugh so much.
Oh, thank you.
It's just like, Shut up.
Are we calling your
Thank
back?
You for Marco, we're committed to leading by example. This is Samantha. How may I help you?
Hey, I'm sorry. I think we started on the wrong foot here. Can you tell me more about the job?
Hold on just a moment.
Okay. Bitch.
And resident regularly.
You think she hear me?
Probably.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Josh speaking. How may I assist you?
Hey, Josh, Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Why are you yelling?
Are you the... Huh?
Why are you yelling?
Oh, because I was on speaker.
Oh.
Can you hear me all right now, Josh?
I heard you okay.
Perfect, then. It was a goal.
Who's this?
So can you tell me more about the job here?
Who's this?
This is Train.
Train?
Yeah. I don't know. She transferred me to you. Do you know about the job, or do you need to transfer me again?
What job, sir?
The job that you put in the paper here. About for the veterinarian, I think. Was it for that, or was it for the driver one? Anyway, either of those. I can work both. Hello?
Hello, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Josh. So, what can you tell me?
I'm sorry, you're applying for what job? The van job?
I think he's stupid, right? Huh? Okay, guys, take him. I don't know what to do with him.
Hi, I'm his friend and translator. He's wanting to apply for the event coordinator job.
That's what it was.
He's kind of rude, number one. If he's applying for what position is he applying for?
He's applying for the event coordinator. He's French, and they talk like that, you know, sometimes he just doesn't understand, but he's French, so I'm here.
Well, for him to have a calling from someone stupid applying on the phone, that's kind of really rude, so if you need to come in and fill out an application, you need to come in and fill out and talk to someone.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I think he's ready to, you know, calm down a little bit and come down and fill out an application. What time can he come in to fill out the applications there? Yeah.
He can come any time.
What's the latest time he can come in? 4:30 or?
There won't be nobody here, but he can come and fill out an application and just leave it here.
Okay, and who does he leave it for? A feminine black man?
Excuse me?
Does he leave it for a feminine black man? Well, who should he leave it for? Or will they know?
No, he would leave it with the receptionist.
Yeah, but would he say, like, this is for the effeminate black man that I talk to? What's your name?
Josh.
Effeminate Josh? You put effeminate black man Josh, right?
I'm sorry. I would have to end this conversation.
No, please. I'm sorry. Please.
I'm sorry. He didn't. What did he doesn't understand when I said my things?
He's pretty wooed.
Right.
What's up the way he talks?
Oh my god.
Oh, God bless him.
Can we call them back and say that Josh transfer us to them?
Okay. Here you go. Take it, man.
All right.
Train wreck's back, everyone. Yay! His girlfriend's not home.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Palm Gardner Blocker, where we're committed to leading by example. This is Samantha. How may I help you?
Hey, Samantha. Just transfer me to you.
Do what now?
Huh? Just transfer me to you.
Who did?
Josh. The black feminine guy. Yeah. He just transferred me to you.
Okay.
Yeah. He said that you would know more about the jobs than he.
So, okay, what's your name?
Yeah, what can you tell me about that? I don't have a all day here.
What's your name?
Train.
Train?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Train is my last name. You can
okay,
call me Mr. Train.
What's your first name?
Oh, I prefer not to say that.
Okay, but
I only give it to
job?
My friends, you know?
Okay,
I mean,
well,
I would
then,
like to consider you my friend, but I'm not sure you would do the same.
Okay, what do you need?
Well, I was calling about the job. You're in the paper. What can you tell me about it?
Okay, well, you'll actually have to come in, okay?
Huh? But it
you'll
says here, call for a question.
Okay, well, the question was about the job, and you would have to come in and fill out an application.
That's pretty stupid, right? You know that? Did you write it yourself?
Have a good day, sir. Have a good day.
No, you have a good day, motherfucker.
Oh, you. I like that lady. And that guy was great, too.
I think they're done cutting the grass now, so it's safe to talk.
Yeah, grass. You got Mexicans, or you got your dad?
You know what? Actually, these are all white dudes, believe it or not. It's
maybe you should just go inside the house.
White people.
I am inside. It's just really loud. It's like they big industrial mowers and stuff.
Yeah, because they're white. They use those big industrial mowers because they're lazy. Mexicans would have had it done half the time and much quieter. But they skip a bunch of spots, too. Like,
yeah, they actually don't do a really good job. It looks like shit.
Some of them suck. Worked at a place, and it is such a bad... It's such a bad job. Hey, listen, we got apartment setters. They got a 30-year-old solar company hiring now for days and evenings. This is not gas and electric. So kind of some kind of appointment setters. That means you're probably going to be calling out because they don't mention it's inbound only. If anyone wants it, holler. If not, I'll take it. Thank you.
I'll give it a shot.
Go along my go.
Hi, you've reached 727504.
I'm probably weeding people out. It's already Thursday, right? So, got more truck drivers here. Yeah, it's an 800 number, and I think the 800 number dialing doesn't work right now. Voxox is all fucked up now.
Have you ever heard about Skype, Cardi,
though? Skype is not an option.
Ah.
For me, nope. Nope, Skype. Nope.
Where have you been, train wreck?
I was searching for love.
Searching? I see. Okay.
In the wrong place?
Any luck?
No. My quest still continues.
I see. Okay.
Are you going to come back to your show every once
yeah.
in a while?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're still
are
on
you just going to give up like the rest of us?
No. No.
Hey, you will eventually. Trust me.
No.
Eventually they're going to make these pussies that you can fuck that are just the actual fleshy flesh pussy, you know?
Oh,
what
really?
And then what, you know? All right, assistant. We got an assistant manager sales associate job. Llama, you're still on deck if you want.
Yeah.
Gift shop in Clearwater needs a part-time sales associate. Nights and weekends a must. Experience preferred.
Hello?
Hi there. Hello? I was calling about the part-time position that you have available for nights and weekends.
Right back. I'm really busy with customers. Thank you.
What do you mean?
Bitch.
What the fuck? Was it the voice?
Okay. No, she's like, I'm busy with customers.
She thought it was somebody she knew. She said, Zach, I'm really busy with customers.
She really?
Did she really say
yeah.
that?
Yeah, that's what she said.
I'll try it again. Change it a little bit and say that.
She's a homophobe, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what she calls gay people, Zach.
It's like, oh, it's another Zach.
Another Zach calling. Damn Zachs. He'll never get to be... I'll never let him get married in this thing. Yeah, she won't pick up based on the caller. Sorry. Bicycle mechanic and lawnmower repair and refurbish. Handyman needed. Whatever the hell that means, whatever kind of job title that means.
That's a weird job offer.
Bicycle mechanic and lawnmower repair and refurbish. Handyman ability helpful. I don't know. Game system and computer knowledge? What?
Yeah, you need to have all those skills to apply.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I see you have a job here for bicycle mechanic and lawnmower repair and refurbish, handyman ability, helpful game system, and computer knowledge, part-time or full-time in Clearwater area job posted.
Yeah, that was like 3 months ago. Is that still on there?
Yeah, it is, dumbass.
What was that?
Yeah, it is.
You're welcome to come in and say that, bud.
Oh,
you have
yeah.
my address.
No, I don't. I just, yeah. no. What's your address then, motherfucker?
Why didn't you tell me?
What's the name of the place?
Just come into the address, man. I'll recognize you.
What's the name of the place, motherfucker? What the hell?
I missed the motherfucker.
Damn. Just come into my place. This has got a fucking evil laboratory, I think. Oh, yeah, that's Doc Brown. Ask a cop. Where's that? That's Doc Brown's mansion down there. Oh, okay, thank you. JFK Boulevard. John F. Kennedy.
Who the hell's John F. Kennedy?
I heard he's dead. Not sure.
They'd know who John F. Kennedy is at that point, wouldn't they? They'd know the Kennedy name.
In 1955?
They'd know the Kennedy name from his dad. His dad was the...
Oh, yeah. Robert
the,
Kennedy?
He was the architect of World War One, the ending of World War One.
Yeah, the brother,
he
too.
He
was in Congress.
The Zionist occupation.
Yeah. Actually, JFK, JFK...
Would they know John F. Kennedy, though?
Well, maybe he would have been in the media for being the rich... guy's son who was a hero in World War II because he actually wasn't on a boat or something. Didn't he do some crazy shit on a boat? He had some bravery that he committed bravery.
It's not like they had a lot of television and stuff back then, though.
Yeah. They didn't have a lot of channel.
Actually, yeah, they had just gotten a TV, right? On that
yeah. Look at it roll.
What's Jackie Gleason? Hello, yes, is this call center job?
Sorry, say that again?
Is this call center job?
Call center job?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It says here call center agents.
I don't know what you're looking at, sir.
Do you have
we are looking
Oh, you look at, you have a job machine there? Oh, dispatcher. Experience AC or plumbing service company dispatching needed. Yeah.
Well, what? How did you get call machine out of that?
Well, you know, it's for the air conditioning machine. I used to, yeah, I know. I used to be an AC air conditioner repair dispatcher in Orlando. I used to be.
Okay.
I swear, I was for a year.
Well, I wouldn't have known it by the call you just made.
What do you mean?
I didn't know who you were calling or why you were calling.
I was just being a silly cat.
What a bitch.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of a company called AirTech of Central Florida?
AirTech? I haven't, but I'm not in the air conditioning business, so I'm sorry I haven't. Is that who you worked for before?
Out of Longwood.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I used to work.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Can you send in a resume or an application
or
anything?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I fucked the boss's sister. I fucked the boss's sister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for like 2 months, yeah. And she
was
engaged at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
It was crazy.
Okay, well, send in your resume.
Yeah, it was hot. And then they moved me from dispatches.
Everyone has an attitude today.
Those dirty motherfuckers.
Dirty Kanakas.
Fuck the boss's sister. Man.
Carlito, you remember the episode of the Honeymooners that they watch?
No, I don't.
It's the one called Man from Space. I actually downloaded it a couple of years ago. I downloaded it and watched it, and it was crap.
Oh, yeah?
It was horrible.
It was. Yeah. I guess it kind of was. There was someone like in a thing, yeah. Man from Space, which is funny because Marty at first appeared to be a man from space when he arrived in the time.
It was a horrible episode of the Honeymooners.
Yeah, really? I think I've seen him like when I was really young, but they don't really, never really checked him out. Laurel and Hardy, I've never watched in my life. Like, I know what it is, the gimmick is, but I've never seen it. I don't know if it's worth watching. Now, Three Stooges, I have every single short clip, movie, everything downloaded, and I watch a shit all the time. I watch a few of them a month. I love that. Three Stooges.
Yeah, they're the best.
Oh, my God.
I loved them when I was a kid. Yeah. I haven't watched them in about, I don't know, 20 years or something.
Yeah. You know who's a big fan
Did you like the movie? Did you like the movie that came out a couple years ago?
When I saw Snooki in the trailer, I said, okay, not seeing that. And I never saw it. Never spoke of it after that.
It was actually not too bad. Like, it wasn't horrible.
Okay.
All right, it was a nice tribute.
All right. Yeah, so I called the wrong number for that, but I can't call the call center agent job because it is a toll-free number, as I said, which doesn't work for me right now. We got a Gardner job here. Hey, Llama, we were just speaking about this stuff.
Yep.
Must have past experience with irrigation and a proven knowledge of shrubs, flowers, and their care. Requires an insurable driving record and ability to lift 50 lbs frequently during workday. How big a boy are you? You want it, Lomer?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right.
Conoco, this is Chrissy. May I help you?
Hello, Chrissy. I was calling about the lawn position, the gardener that you have available.
It's already been filled.
What do you mean it's already been filled?
The garden for the gardener?
Why do you still have the ad up then? I don't understand. You don't have room for one more? I'm really tiny. I could squeeze right in there. Nobody would ever know.
I'll call
back. Zach, she didn't have time for this.
No.
It's really busy. A lot of customers.
Changing the ID and we'll get to that again.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave the transgender voice. I'm gonna put that back in the closet. I'm not gonna use that anymore.
No, it's good. I
keep it,
Yeah, I love it.
Put it in the bucket with the lotion.
Is that it? Oh shit.
Hi, Daddy.
I was thinking about
Well, thanks a lot, Dust Bernadette. I appreciate that.
What did she say?
She said that's much better than my normal voice.
Americana Cove.
is not available to take your call. Please leave a message.
Okay, I can circle it for callback later if you remind me. All right, buddy? Yeah. There's a job for the newspaper itself, but they don't put a phone number because they're smart. Going to the next page. Highway crew and mowing. That seems to me to be, except for the heat, that seems to be a really chill job because everyone always says, oh, those motherfuckers just stand there. You know what I mean? And that's the whole, I mean, but it's true. You go by and there's one guy working, everyone else standing around. What's up with that? It's called unions, my friend. Unions. Does anyone, Llama, you're still on deck here, I guess. I don't talk to you. But highway crew and mowing. Tell them you had experience from prison work. Hang on, I gotta restart the fucking program again.
Fuck.
I know. I haven't even tried international numbers, and I bet you they don't even work anymore.
You said it was because it was like pulled off their websites because they were like some problem with the code.
Well, they're rewriting it. It was a workable Flash based kind of thing, and they've decided to not have anyone install it while they work on the alpha. You know, the
okay, the revision.
Yeah, the revision of the beta. Okay. Yeah, and I think slowly their support for the beta version has died out.
Decrease. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's just simply because, you know. Yeah, but they've been working. It's been off their site for a while now. I got a copy of it.
How much do they charge? Like, it's like a penny a minute or something, isn't it?
Yeah, dude, I bought $20 worth in January, and I still have $40.32 as of right now.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And that's tons of international calls and shit that I've done with it. All my calls. Great product when it works.
When it works.
Yeah. Once they release their next client, I'll keep it as a backup, but I'm going to move to, you know, what we're talking about.
Okay.
My server just sits here. It's basically a file server. It doesn't run anything else except for Dropbox on it to keep it updated on certain folders.
I'm sure you can find really good international rates on the Astra stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I just haven't tried.
All right, landscaper here. We're still on the same thing. Well, they don't have a phone number. Never mind. God, I hate it when they say that. When they do that. Lawn ornamental pest control. Tech Marshall pest control. Jesus Christ. Okay. You guys okay with the music? It's not too loud. Not too aggressive.
Perfect.
For you.
It's always too loud. Quit telling them that's perfect. I think the level's good on the air, right? But it's just loud for us.
Yeah, and I could tweak that too.
I don't know.
How's that? Is that better yet?
Hey, thanks, Jimmy.
What?
Can you hear me at all now or no?
Oh, your voice is going down with it.
Okay.
Just leave it. It's just I just like to complain about things.
No, I like it to be good though.
We can't hear you though.
I know you can't.
That's not good.
Hang on, I'm fixing it again. Over here?
Better.
It's a better Madhouse show when we can hear you.
Oh, yeah, probably works.
Yeah, when you can hear the host.
Yeah, next page. Tech Engineer IT. Here we go. Right up Brad's alley. And they have no phone number because they do email. Trades. AC repair. Top pay. We already called this place, but we can call again. The caller ID has been changed. This is the place I just call instead of I fuck whatever, you know? The sister. Brad, you want to be an AC repairman?
Okay.
Tell him you just watch the videos on YouTube. That's what I've used for that. For. But that's,
all right.
I'm not telling you what to do. You do what you do. I'm just saying.
No, I'll obey.
No,
I'll obey
don't
your commands.
Obey. Don't do that now. I command you. Do your own thing.
You command
you can
me
do
not
that.
To listen.
Yeah. I'll ban you. You'd be banned if you did.
What if I want to defy you and listen and use your ideas?
Ooh, I guess I'll just have to trust you.
Good afternoon, Coxheatigan Air.
Hello, I'm calling about the AC position. The repairman.
Okay.
You know?
Service tech?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
Service tech or install?
I can do both, actually.
Okay, you would need to come in and fill out an application.
Oh, so there's just a phone number in there to tell me to come in? Why don't you just put the address? Tell us to come in the ad.
Well, I didn't watch the ad.
What a waste of my time. Stupid mother. I'm sorry, I can't get past that. Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Most of the time people who answer the phone doesn't have any clue about what you're telling them. Like, oh, there's a job position in the newspaper. We are not aware about that.
Yeah.
Can you call her back? I'll try and ask a question.
Sure, man.
Call her back and say you were not finished. Yeah. You didn't finish.
All right, let's see if she picks up, though. And I have another company here, another AC company. But it's true.
Find a morgue in the area and send them out on a job.
The name is Cox, by the way. Cox Heating and AC.
Cox Heating and Air.
Hello, I wasn't finished yet. I have a question.
Okay.
About the position. Where would I be repairing air conditioners at? Like, what kind of, is it residential or businesses?
It would be residential and commercial. Do you have experience?
Yeah, lots of experience. But are there kids around? Because I'm not allowed within 500 feet of children ever since the incident.
Possibly, yes.
Is there any way we could we just set up something where we could tell them that they can't have kids while I'm there? Like, just they can...
No, we can't do that. Sorry.
Why not?
Because they're our customers. We can't do that.
Well, that's bullshit. This is like violating the Disabilities Act or something.
You know, I can't have a customer...
You need to be able to...
You know,
what?
I can't have tell a customer they can't have their kids there.
Well, just while I'm there installing. I can install really fast and everything, but I can't be around kids. It's not allowed. I'm registered and everything.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, it's bullshit. I'm going to sue you if you don't hire me.
I'm sorry
that
you think it's bullcrap, but that's our policy.
No, it's bullshit. Not bullcrap, it's bullshit.
Shit!
Have a nice day.
Bull butter.
Stupid.
Stupid bitch.
Bull butter. Little crack.
Yeah.
All right, here's another AC job. Anyone want it?
Yeah.
All right, Dwight has claimed it. It's for AC helper and crew leader. Dwight, you got to be on your A game here now.
Nah.
You got to be a
Dwight,
crew leader.
Tell him your name's AC Slater.
This job was made for me.
Was he the one who would say, oh, mama, all the time? That was an AC. Yeah,
hey, mama.
Hey, your mama. All right. And then
Jesse would call him a pig, and he'd be like, oink, oink, mama.
For a fast-paced residential new construction environment.
Thank you for calling SNS. Our normal operating hours are Monday through Friday.
Yeah, they close at 3. They say apply until 3. I'm not even going to try them again because they're...
Fuck!
But here's the same thing, AC techs. Now, not a crew leader, but just for AC techs. Career-minded techs, by the way.
Yeah.
You're going to be, you know, down for the career. The core. The AC core.
Fuck that. I'm just there to collect a paycheck and I'm out.
These are big jobs in Florida because it's so fucking hot, bro. $2,500 hiring bonus in caps.
Yeah, that you get after like a year.
Come on.
Thank you for calling Midway Services. This is Gail Lynn, HR manager.
Yeah, she's not picking up. She's just
fuck you,
people
Gail.
Messages. Yeah. Don't stop. Automotive technician, number one Chevy dealership in the area. Immediate openings.
Sure.
Sounds like you could do that.
Sure.
All right. You're looking for Rich Monk, M-O-E-N-C-H, Marsh.
Can I help you?
Yeah, doing. I'm calling about the tech position that you guys had listed.
Okay, you got the sales office. Hold on, let me get you to the right person. One second.
Okay.
All right, yeah, I'll do porn on the next one. There, star in the chat room. The ones where I play the porn, say it's CNN.
Actually, that's one of my favorite. Carlito, you froze in Tiny Chat.
Oh, did I?
Mm-hmm.
Why? No, I'm moving on mine.
Really?
The ghost is back also.
No, it's not. There's no ghost.
On the matches. You really are frozen, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, I really have a director call.
Yeah, I was calling about the tech job that you guys had listed.
Alrighty, one moment.
All right, tits. Thank you.
Still frozen.
Oh, fuck it.
Everyone reboot.
Okay.
I'll be right back. 3 minutes. It takes me 3 minutes to take over the streams again and play at least a prank or music.
Hello, you're Rich Munch at Maher Chevrolet Service. Sorry, I can't answer the phone
you
right
motherfucker.
Now. Please leave your name.
Oh, Llama dropped.
Oh, no, Lermer. Did he really reboot?
I'm
not
sure.
I hope so. I got a tiny chat just to...
Okay, I'm trying to
All right, I was going to say he really didn't fall off the truck, did he?
Yeah.
All right. Cabinet makers. Can you make a cabinet, Dwight?
I can make a fucking cabinet. All yeah. Right. Yeah.
As long as they aren't around children.
Skilled millwork professionals wanted.
Hi, I'm calling about the cabinet making position.
Okay. Would you be able to stop by the office tomorrow and fill out an application?
Yeah, I mean, can you tell me a little bit about the jobs?
Yeah, give me just a minute. What I'll do is I'll transfer you to Richard.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Put Dick on the line.
What kind of weather is it in Florida right now, Carlito?
Hot, probably.
Is it hot?
Probably, and there's strong thunderstorms every afternoon about this time every day. I bet you that's exactly what it is.
Sorry, he's actually out in the shop right now. I know it's typically we're looking for somebody with at least 5 years experience, cabinet building experience where you can read print.
Yeah, I actually do my cabinet making with I use the chisels and stuff. I worked with the Amish for actually the last 7 years under Master Craftsman Roy Munson.
Okay.
And I mean I've got experience with tools and stuff too, but I like to do the chisels and you know it gets the details down very nicely.
Okay. Well, if you want, you can stop by tomorrow morning and fill out an application.
Uh-huh.
It's just not something that I can give you too much more information about because I work in the office. I don't know that much more, and our production manager is actually out in the shop right now.
Oh, okay. But so who did you have to fuck to get that job?
Excuse me?
Whose dick did you have to suck to get that job to answer the phones? It's an easy job.
Okay, well, we're not interested, and it is my parents' company, and I work in the
office. Oh, incest!
I don't have to do anything that's out gross. In the shop because I don't build cabinets. What I do is bookkeeping, and I've been to college, and I have a bachelor's degree in bookkeeping.
Oh,
but
shit.
I can't
you
tell
and also,
you
your
exactly
parents work there, most importantly,
out.
Right?
Nepotism, that's
so
what it
much.
Is.
Have a great day.
Bitch.
At the same time, Dwight and I was like, incest!
That was awesome.
Isn't bookkeeping like going to college for like early childhood
education? She went to fucking... technical college or something for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, to learn how to use Peachtree or fucking some software. You know what I mean? That's all. She probably just went to a class for that. She probably just took like one community college class for like I forget what are they? Like Peachtree, I think it's a big one. There's like three or four.
You like that Kingpin reference there? Yeah.
Kingpin, man.
Yeah,
we got Munson.
Yeah, I've worked under Roy Munson.
So Vincent D'Onofrio is going to be playing Kingpin in Daredevil on Netflix, I guess. He's the guy from Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, the fat dude, the big guy.
Fat motherfucker, the one that ruined everything.
He was Gomer Pyle on in Full Metal Jacket. Yeah, he's going to be playing Kingpin on Daredevil. I thought you would know about that, RBCP.
I did not. I was not aware of that.
Oh, wow.
There was a fat guy in Jurassic World? I don't remember a fat guy.
Did you see Jurassic World?
Yeah, I just saw it this weekend.
The military contractor, fat dude. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
His belt.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, yeah.
Pants.
I know him.
There was no fat guy. Jesus
Christ. He's a good fat guy.
Yeah. I'm just saying, he's going to be playing Kingpin. I don't know how I feel about that. I guess he'll have to shave his head and stuff, but he looks too Louisiana, you know, to me to be Kingpin. I don't know. But I guess it's better than the big black dude playing it before it is that's dead now, right?
The black dude in
he was gonna be like at the end of the Daredevil movie, the really shitty one from 2000 whatever.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I don't remember anything about that.
Yeah, the what's his face, the one big black dude that died. He was gonna be Kingpin.
Yeah, yeah. Thin Red Line or something like
that.
Yeah,
he was in the fucking execution movie. Where
yes, that's what it is.
Not Thin Red Line.
The Green
Mile. I tried to forget about that.
The Green Line. Yeah.
Green Mile. Green Line?
Sure.
Green Mile? Yeah. I'm thinking 8 Mile. Fuck. I can't do this right now. All right. Let's just go do calls, please.
Because if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
N-word. Nigga. If it's in the song, you're allowed to say it. Chris Rock said it.
That's a song.
Yeah. Electrical Helpers. Did Dwight do a call yet? No.
The cabinet making bitch, but it went nowhere.
Alright. If you want it, it's yours. If not, I take
Harkin.
Experience preferred for residential electrical.
Thank you for calling SMS. Our normal operating hours
are Monday through 8 to 3. Another one that's 8 to 3 on their ad. Okay, never mind.
Fucking Clay lives in a danger zone down there. That, church shooting that just went down.
Oh, shit, there. Really?
Yeah, he said the people that are running from the cops keep coming to North Carolina.
Wow.
He said the fucking the Atlanta Olympic bombing guy was there. He said some serial killer ended up down there. And now this fucking kid, and I told him the guys that escaped from that New York prison are probably there, too.
Wow.
It's probably a coincidence, but I know a cat. I know the kid that they arrested, his last name is Ruth, and then... Yeah, I know a guy in Charleston. His last name is Roof, and he happens to have a son. I meant to call him earlier, and I forgot. But
really?
Get an exclusive.
I mean, not like he would answer if it was his kid, anyways. But
yeah.
Did you know, guys? They caught the guys who shot in South Carolina or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one of them was Roof, right? It was a kid, and his last name was Roof, I believe.
Yeah,
it was just one dude, the roof kid, roof guy, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know about it until like 11 o'clock this morning. I was like, what's this all about? I'm like, oh, shooting, damn. Yeah, president's talking. Like, okay, so that happened. There was one cat in the chat room who was just going hard racist, like right during it. I told him to shut up. No, I'm not going to call it who it was. Like, dude, shut up, man.
Was it a white dude? Just curious.
That would be a spoiler if I said if he was what race he was.
It's up here. They just, they're not going to indict this one cop that killed this 17-year-old kid during a traffic stop. And, like, I bet nobody ever fucking heard about it because the kid was white and the cop was white. But yet it had been a white cop and a black fucking teenager. It had been all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know it, man.
But they showed the video in, like, these... what is it? It's one of those news, like, we're trying to get... it was InfoWars. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, look at this. Look at this. I'm like, dude, the kid was being a fucking prick through the entire thing. The
government put this
on. I was like, no wonder he got shot.
Hey, electrician's still here, boy.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, you got the electrician's positions?
Pardon?
Yeah, you got an ad there for electricians. You're looking for electricians.
No, I think you have the wrong number.
No, I think you're an old bitch and you need to get your act together. Now tell me about the job.
Well, if you insist you want it, then you can have it.
Listen, how about I come over and I'll wire up your vibrator and fucking make it do double speed?
I don't own one.
I'll hook it up to a car battery.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to come over, you old lady. I'm going to hook jumper cables up to the car battery, and I'm going to hook them up to your nipples and make them spark.
You're going to get some spark in my life?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going to get you going. I'm going to get that fucking pussy flowing like the Hoover Dam again.
It's too old for that.
How old are you?
88.
When's the last time you had some sex?
So what have you been up to?
Drinking.
Yeah?
Lots of
Where
drinking.
Where are you drinking?
Yeah, I'm a bowler. I go on the bowling tour, and I lost my right hand, and I have a hook there now. They munsoned me.
It munsoned you?
They munsoned me, yeah, that's correct. I'm traveling with an Amish fellow.
With a what? Hey.
With an Amish man. He's traveling with me. He's my friend.
Oh, okay.
But listen, I know you're my landlady, and I'll fuck you for the rent.
What?
Nothing. Oh, God. Are you lonely?
No.
Are you married?
No.
Why not? You sound like a spry old lady.
I am.
Yeah, that's you want to go on a problem. Date?
No.
Why not?
I don't like going out with old men.
I'm not old. I'm a youngin.
Who's behind you?
Who's behind me? Nobody. You fucking scared me for a second. Here, talk to the Frenchman. He'll woo you.
Hey,
okay.
I'm the Amish friend.
Yeah, who?
What are you up to? What are you up to?
Who are you?
I'm the Amish friend.
Yummy's friend?
Yes.
Is that yummy like ice cream?
Oh, yeah. Quite tasty. But I'm sure you know quite more about that than me, right?
Yeah. Okay, oh. Whatever you say.
Mm-hmm. So, what were you doing before we were calling you?
My girlfriend and I were just sitting here having a glass of wine.
Scissor party? Is that it?
No.
Huh?
Just
Why not?
Sitting having a glass of wine.
Oh, what kind of wine? Are you all, like, hair-headed right now?
No, we're...
Want to play? Want to play a game?
No.
Why not? Are you feeling tipsy right now?
No. Not yet. Takes a while.
You should smoke weed.
Anyway, what number did
It could
you,
help you.
What number did you want?
Hey, do you
want
to have sex on the phone right now?
Number.
I'm quite ready right now. I already lost my pants, if you know what I mean.
I said obviously you have the wrong number, so
No.
You better
hang up now. I did call you, right? Hello?
Hey. Don't fucking. Well, that explains it. She's fucking drunk already.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I lost my pants.
Yeah. Hey, Carlito, I never knew you were that skinny.
That's.
Yeah, right?
That's KDK. That's a video of KDK they're playing on Tiny Chat. If you're not watching it, I just found it. I was messing around in there and I found it. Like, oh shit, I gotta play this.
Oh my god, and you have a big, like, stain on his
face. I gotta, let me try, like, from the beginning. Here.
Why the fuck would you ever go on camera looking like that?
it's KDK, I guess. I don't know.
He's got, like, a big jizz stain right in the middle of his shirt.
Yeah.
He's lifted weights.
Go, Kitty K.
Was he drinking vodka and lifting weights?
He's doing both at the same time.
He's drinking vodka and cranberry, then he spills it on himself while he's lifting weights at his computer. Oh, I love Kitty K, man.
Ah, it's Perlman.
Oh,
that's YouTube. Never mind.
Oh, that shit was funny, though. All right. Okay, let's continue.
That old lady.
So weird.
I'm drinking some wine. I'm like, wait a minute. What fucking time is it? Yeah. Hopefully she's not on the West Coast.
Yeah. All right. Ford truck driver. Excavator operator. Yeah. And salesperson. Hell yeah. Anyone want to drive the big trucks? Brad, you down? No? Okay. Pass. Good. Train wreck. Do it. Huh? Train. Fork truck driver.
Okay.
An
Pirates Cove Marina.
Hey, I'm calling about the car driver position, truck driver position.
Truck driver?
Yeah.
You mean a fork truck?
You heard me right, boy. What can you tell me about that job?
I'm sorry, I've got some noise in the background. I can't hear what you're saying. I'm sorry, let me walk around the corner. What was that?
I said, what can you tell me about the job, boy?
What job?
The job that you are offering.
No, we don't have any ads running in the paper.
Oh, yes, you do, motherfucker. I have the paper right here, right in my hand. I'm showing it to you right now.
Yes, you do, motherfucker.
I keep watching the KDK video and having a great time. It's just so awkward. Why did he do that? He's just so weird.
Yeah, when I've been drinking, doing exercise is the last fucking thing on my mind, you know? Like, oh, I'm going to start fucking lifting weights and shit.
Let's go get pumped, man.
I'm still fucking giggling about the picture of the old lady from Kingpin. Well, I'm going to fuck you for the rent. It'll be all right. Gordo, yesterday we called some embassy, I believe, or something, and we were pretending Gordo was we took him to India, I think we called India, and that me and Baz took our grandfather to India, and now he's trapped in a whorehouse and he can't get out. And this lady, she was trying like hell to like help him. We can't come in there to get you. And like Baz was being nice and I was just being belligerent, and I was like, Grandma! Drugs this fucking bear. I was like, you get drunk with me. I was like, tell this bitch to shut up. And Gordo in his old man voice, get the fuck out of here. I started fucking losing my shit. I'm like, I keep forgetting it's Gordo. So like this old man is chewing me out like he was Lenny's fucking brother.
Yeah, Gordo, look at Kitty K. He's drinking Sunkist out of the bottle, out of the 2-liter jug after chasing a shot of something. I guess vodka he just took after working out. And he looks like Skeletor. He's... Oh, shit. Oh, man. So, yeah, Tiny Chat. Now he's going to smoke a cigarette. All right. He smokes a gay cigarette. Like, when you hear him on air and he's smoking a cigarette, he does the... Like, he's like, he really gets all that nicotine in him. Like, super gay.
Yeah.
Busting out every time he in
here. It legit confused me. I was concerned. I was like, who the fuck is out on this camera?
Cardi Tho.
Alright, let's see what we got next.
Well, I was like, somebody's impersonated Carlito in here.
I was pissed. I was like,
Hey, Cardi Tho, do you have any car technician?
I'm looking.
Okay.
I'm going through them in order, so I haven't seen any yet.
Have you found any more? Would like to sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, that's all right.
I was just saying, if you find any more HVAC,
I had an HVAC. Let me go back. I just saw a big HVAC one, but it looked like it was a fax only. Let me look again. Landscapers, we did the trades. BMW, but no phone number. Sometimes I look them up real quick. Like, I just look up based on the ad. I can find out what company it is, and I give them shit. I've done that. It takes a few minutes. That's for the city. I didn't want to call the city. We did the electrician. Tropicana Company has one, but it's all online. The general maintenance worker. All email. Here's the big HVAC. Let me look again. It has a lot of numbers, but they're not phone numbers in it. Yeah, I'm out. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm out of jobs. Thank you. No, we can still do pranks. Okay. But I'm just out of jobs right now from print. Let me go over here to things for sale. For sale or trade, a witness box. The hell is that? And 200 and 300 rounds of ammo. Text only. Okay, sure.
300 rounds of ammo?
Yeah, but and there's also like a witness box. Never heard of that.
Oh.
That's weird, right?
Is it the car lock box?
I don't know.
That's the motherfucker.
EAA witness box. Okay, yeah, if you got job numbers, private message them to me in IRC. I'll grab them from there. Someone remind me to get them, though, because I'll forget. I would do. I'd be able to do a really good show if I had someone who could just like be like a producer, you know, just like just keep calling and you know, just give me control of the music and the dialing, and someone else could handle everything else. I'd be so good. I don't have anyone around here who would do that. Soft doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to get into it. It'd have to be an actual person. But I do fine. Alright, here's a 2000 Dodge Neon for sale. Once again, if anyone wants it, just holler. If not, I'll do it. I'm actually about to take a break because I gotta start dinner.
Hello?
Yeah, I see you got a 2000 Dodge Neon, 1650 Oboe, gun ASAP, engine in good shape, has a new water pump and seals, car is overall in decent shape. There are some minor dents on passenger side that was there when you bought the car. They don't affect how the car runs whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, we need to know some more stuff about it. I'm going to put my brother on the line who's going to be checking it out for me. He's a mechanic.
Okay.
All right, and here he is.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Lenny.
Hi, this is Rhonda. I'm Brandy's mom. She's selling the car.
Hey, Brandy, can you tell me about the car? What can you tell me?
Well, we've had it for 4 years, and we brought it from Colorado and to Delaware and then to Tennessee.
Did you drive it yourself?
Me and my daughter.
Okay. Does your daughter and you sit in the front seat or in the back?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the
like,
front.
If you have to name two seats that are the most used right now, which one would there be?
All of them. Car. There's three kids.
Oh, I see.
The seats are in very good condition. There's one little dinky burn on the driver's seat, and that's all.
Oh, okay. Is it like a stain, like?
No, it's a little burn.
Do they smell? Can you go, like... Because my brother, he has a thing for the car seat, you know? He like to
Brandy,
smell them?
Brandy just cleaned the seats and the carpet.
Oh, that's a no-go.
Okay.
Yeah. But keep talking to me right now.
I don't think so.
Why not? What? Carlito,
I'm here, sir. What happened?
Okay,
I'm sorry to throw you in that.
She hung up.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
I tried. Yeah, that's not your fault. That's more mine. Like, all right. But I was like trying to go like you like to smell the car seat, like.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, but she said that she washed them.
Damn it.
That's a no-go that I said.
Yeah, because I had the guy that said he. He had already been arrested for doing breaking into cars with just a sniff.
Yeah, smelling the seats.
Master, it graduated a master thing.
Oh yeah. A used car dealership, I think it was.
It was some Shield serial murder story stuff. Like he started out just breaking in to smell the seats.
Oh god.
Then he masturbated.
Tonight on Cops.
Hello?
on garage sale.
No one is available to take
your call. Please no early birds, it says. So for this yard sale, don't be early.
Or a bird.
I'm going to call them at 5 in the morning on Saturday. Like, hey, what you got for sale? Hey. It'd be good to get like a bunch of delivery there, but no one would really. Just call a taxi or two over there. Just a car show up and ring the doorbell.
Just me and my bitch.
Me and my bitch.
Oh, Carlo, you gotta watch that video I put in the IRC.
Hello? 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 You're having a yard sale?
Who's speaking?
Oh, this is Ed. You're having a yard sale?
No.
It has listed here that you're going to have a yard sale this weekend?
If you heard it or saw it on the computer, yes.
So why you say no?
Stupid.
Well, I don't know who this is.
Well, my name is Ed. You put a phone number out there to contact about the yard sale.
Well, there's nobody here right now that can tell you about it.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do? You just clean in the kitchen barefoot?
Not quite.
No? What do you do all day? Do you watch soap operas? You watch soap operas all day, huh?
I don't have time to talk to you right now.
Do you smoke thin cigarettes and watch soap operas all day?
No.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
don't
lie. You're one of those. One of those people.
Talk to my husband or he'll tell you.
Where's he at?
He's on the other line.
Hey, husband. What do you know about this yard sale? You've got little girl. You're gonna have plus size women clothing and little girls clothes.
Nah, I guess so. I don't know if some other girls having it here.
Are you the plus size woman?
No.
Who's the plus size woman?
Well, I can't tell you all that.
Okay, but because I'm interested, I'll pay $75 a pop for a plus size woman to give me her panties that she wore for 2 days straight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have time to talk to you. Okay.
I'll pay $90 for 3 days. Oh. Tee-hee. Orange is the New Black. Shout out.
Yeah. Got one more episode to watch, man. I'm almost done.
I'm on 9. You know, I haven't watched it. I'm going to finish it out tonight. I wanted to last night, but I would have been up to like
just
8.
Me and my bitch.
Yeah. No, I'm on episode 10. Fucking shit. Yeah. Hey, look. Miniature horse for sale. Horse. Yeah. Horse. Who wants it? Please. Somebody.
Horse.
Yeah.
I gotta
take a break after this. Oh, look at KDK, he's about to pass out. Holy shit. he shouldn't be walking.
He's trying to suck his own dick.
Hello?
Hey, you got a miniature horse over there.
Do what?
You got a miniature horse?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some information about it.
Okay.
So, how old is the horse, and how many miniature hands?
It's 7.
7, okay. Is it male or female?
Male. Oh, it's male.
Male. Can it suck its own dick? Hello. Tell that kid to shut the fuck up. We're having a conversation.
Who is it?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get information about the horse, but your kid's being a loud motherfucker, and I'll tell the kid to shut the fuck up.
You're going to have a goddamn attitude. Don't fucking call his number.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Bitch, motherfucker.
Fuck you. We're going to fuck your horse. We're going to rape your horse.
Okay.
Let me try to call one more time. Last time, we'll try to call him back. One time.
Was he not wearing pants when he got up, Carlito?
Yeah, he take off his pants.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. Yeah, he lost his pants and I started laughing. I forgot that was in there. I hadn't seen it in a few years.
He saw his me.
He saw his ass. Case flat ass.
Hello?
Yeah, you hung up, motherfucker. What's your problem?
Hey, I'm with the Hawkins County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, here we go.
You're a liar.
You sure?
Such a bitch.
You sure?
What's your badge number? I'm going to run it.
You going to run it?
Yep.
Felony.
Because we're also with the Sheriff's Department, by the way.
Yep. Oh, undercover cops, motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck them. All right, I got to take a break.
It's okay to impersonate the cops if they do first, right?
Yeah. At that point, it's yeah. It's weapons free at that point, you know?
Okay.
Definitely. All right.
Fifth Amendment.
Listen, I need a few minutes just to get some stuff in order here for, you know, the arrival of Her Majesty. You don't mind? I'll be right back. Brad, Dwight, Trainwreck, and Llama are here. I got numbers from Elkie to call. Thank you for tuning in. Just a moment, please. Yes, hi.
You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
That when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
This makes me niggas don't like me for whatever reason. You got niggas that don't wanna see me, bitch. You got niggas that's mad, cause I'm always with they bitch. Then you got niggas that just don't like me. You know those PhD niggas. But you know I talk a lot of shit, but I back it up though. See, it's a difference. A lot of niggas talk shit, and a lot of niggas don't make hits. But it's like this old bad boy shit, we come to bring it to y'all niggas. Me, B.I., Puff, Lox, whoever, Black Rob. If you wanna dance, we dance. Now, trick what lace who? They ain't what mates do. Got a lot of girls that'll love to replace you. All right. Good afternoon / evening, everybody. I'm Carlito, host of Madhouse Radio.
I took a big hit.
That's right. And I'm here with Dwight and Llama, who have remained with me through the break. Thank you. I know this is an odd hour, and that was fun having Trainwreck and RBCP. They're welcome to rejoin at any time. For the time being, I am back with these two knuckleheads. Yeah. So what are we doing now? Let's look at these Elky numbers. These are job numbers, apparently, so that's good. Keeps us on theme. Thank you, Elky. I think I've done Elky's job numbers before, and they were good. I think. I could be wrong. I get a lot of shit thrown at me, you know. Llama, Dwight, are you guys hearing me? Are you talking?
Are you sure? I masturbate a lot, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay. These are in Billings, Montana. Yes, that town that's blowing up. And there's a lot of unemployed people there already. Satellite technician, paid training, bilingual. Satellite technician. You know who did that before? It was Dwight.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to get back into that or fuck it?
Many fucking years.
Yeah. Many around
the world. Please hold while I try to connect you.
Got me connected. I don't know why they can't just face me. I can't find is my babies or got a big ass. Baby. I lost my patronage. Here we go. Drivers, start now. All caps. Yeah.
Get it.
And it's not ringing. Yeah.
Shut up, Mace.
Mace is a quitter. Double quitter, triple quitter.
drive far, pack five in the car, save money for the drinks. I'm about to buy the bar, and everywhere I drive, I'm a star. Little kids walk on the corner, scream, that's my car. It was days, couldn't be.
That's all he does.
Now I'm in a T.I., come to club for B.I., now I'm in the B.I.
That's sorry, Cambodian breastman.
My name is Mace with a dollar sign.
Hey, this is Barbara.
Hey, my name is Mace with a dollar sign for S. I see that you...
Okay.
I see that you have so shit.
Not many people render me speechless, but go ahead.
You have job openings for drivers start now in the Western USA?
Absolutely. Hold on just one second.
Thank you. All right, I got to focus. Stop fucking around. Sorry. What an amateur thing I just did.
This Tim. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Tim. How you doing, big guy?
Well, I'm just finding frogs here, and according to some, split three different ways.
Oh, yeah? I like the way you talk, man. Man, I've been watching his news about that shooting over there. It's horrible.
About what?
All the shootings over there in North Carolina, South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
I guess that's why I live in Montana.
Yeah, well, that's why I moved over here. I'm from Charlotte, and they killed 9 people in the church. This guy killed 9 people in the church. Anyway, so you got drivers. Where would I drive? Out of here, out and back, or what?
Out of Montana. We go Spokane, Washington, basically to California to Denver, Colorado, Denver back into Montana. Or
all right, and do I get, is it 5 days a week? Do I get time at home?
It varies, and it's, well, you work a 70-hour work week, basically.
Yeah. Listen, can you, are you watching TV there or something? I don't know what.
No, I'm not. I don't know what the noise is coming in behind.
It sounds like it's on your end of the line. Can you turn that video down? Are you watching like a adult movie or something?
I'm not, no.
Oh, wow.
It's quiet here, but yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. And it's like, huh?
It's like a little distracting. I don't know where that's coming from.
That's exactly what it sounds like, but
oh,
yeah,
wait.
Not off my end.
It just stopped. Wow.
That's better, huh?
Anyway, so can I come down there? And, what do I got to do? Fill out an application? Or do you want to ask me some questions first?
So where do you live?
I live here in Billings.
Okay.
Yeah, I live in the Methodist Church right now.
Okay, so how much driving experience do you have?
I had 8 years experience before I done come over here.
Okay.
I got a clean record, CDL license.
Pardon?
I got a clean record, CDL license.
Okay. Well, since you live in Billings, probably the best thing for you to do, do you have access to a computer?
Yeah, but why did you put for Billings into the Billings the Craigslist if it's a problem? Man?
It's not a problem. We run through there all the time.
Oh, nice. Do I get use my own truck, or do you guys get me a truck? Hang on, give me a second. Give me a second here. Hang on. All right. You with me now?
Damn, are you?
Yeah, much better now, man. I drank 54 gallons of Mountain Dew to wake up this morning, and boy, howdy, does that, I mean, you don't drink that, you rent it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It goes, it's just like beer, almost.
Yeah, but anyway, what you would need to do is fill out an application for me online.
All right, can I pick up girls and have them come drive with me?
That'd be pretty, let's just end the conversation.
You got lot lizards there in those runs? No, he did indeed hear, but he stuck in there. He had guts. He's a hero.
You know, to all of us, we should all take an example from that guy. He's a real American hero, G.I. Joe. All right. You must be 16 years or older, dishwasher, runner, runner, and kook.
Kook.
Yeah, that's a lot, right?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
That's a good starting job. This job here, you must be 16 and over, a dishwasher, runner, and cook.
Oh, cook. Okay.
I said kook, like Joe.
Yeah, I thought you said something else.
Kook?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, not that.
All right, bye. Hang on, I gotta do the whole sign out sign in.
No, what are you doing?
No, with Vox Ox, not you.
Oh, okay.
Chill out, yeah. Bro. Did you upload that show yet to the show reel? No.
I did, but I had the same trouble that I had yesterday, so I gotta do it the same way that you taught me yesterday.
Well, it showed up yesterday at some point.
Oh, okay, well then, yeah, it should be good.
Yeah, you sent it to me, but I ended up deleting it anyway because it was a piece of shit. No, because I already had a copy. There we go. Now it decides to work. So who wants to be a dishwasher or runner cook?
I'll wash them fucking dishes.
With a cum.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 40.
I lost control. Alright, got it. Thank you. Jeebus. Where am I? Okay, rain gutter installer. No, not like this. Not like this. Killing it. Who's next? Mechanic needed. Mechanic. Llama, you were asking about one of those. Maybe Dwight can let you do it if you still want to do one of those.
No.
Okay, mechanic for Dwight.
All right, go ahead.
The mechanic is needed. An exclamation.
Yes. Now.
Hello, you have reached Agricultural Express in Billings, Montana. If you know your party's extension, you may press it at any time. If you would like to speak to the dispatch and brokerage department, press 2. Gravel division, press 3. Safety and recruiting, press 4. Accounting department, press 5. For C&L, press 6.
I guess 4. Recruiting, right?
Ag Express, Frank speaking.
Hey, Frank, I fix shit, and I was calling about the mechanic position that you have available. When can I start?
You got to fill out an application first.
Oh, we don't need to do all that. When you see me, you're going to love what you see. I'm three goddamn bags of just mechanic. I actually have mechanic tattooed across my penis, if you can believe that. You won't believe the shit I can fix.
Yeah.
How do I go about filling out this goddamn application then? What do I do? Get online or something with the computers and shit?
Where are you at?
I'm just up the street, buddy. Up the street in the new apartments by the Walmart.
You want to come over and fill one out, or you want me to email it to you? Or?
Yeah, I guess I could come on down there.
Okay.
You mind if I, I've been swimming. I got my little man thong on. You seen them new man thongs? Just cover up the Frank and Beans, but it goes around the side. I'm going to come down there with that, my little wife beater on, if that's all right.
You got women here you might scare away.
Nah, not when they see this big fucking hog I got. If anything, they'll be tackling my ass. I might do you guys a favor, get you some more customers, you know?
Who am I speaking to? Who is this?
I just told you my name's Craig. No, I didn't tell you that, did I? My name's Craig. I'm sorry, buddy.
Okay, all right.
I fix shit with my hands, my goddamn hands, my man hands.
Well, I'll come out here and fill out that application with your hands.
Then. All right, goddamn it, I'm on my way.
All right,
dick swinging.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Listen, the documentary I was mentioning before, it's called The Overnighters, and it is on Netflix. It's about people went to Billings, Montana, when this big oil boom occurred a few years ago, especially because it was the middle of that Great Recession.
And all of a sudden, like, media was saying, oh, yeah, hey, Billings, Montana, you can get paid 20-something an hour to wait tables and stuff like that. So a lot of people moved up there. But what happened was a lot of those people had records, are alcoholics, have drug problems, et cetera, and they can't get the job. And they end up up there. They spend all the money that they have to get up there, you know, to join the big oil boom. And all of a sudden, they find themselves without a place to stay, homeless, living in their car. You know, chasing a dream up there and they couldn't get it. So this dude was a pastor. The documentary follows this pastor who has a church, and he opens it up to these, you know, homeless people who are trying to find work, trying to find something. The entire church is full. He's got, like, I think, like, at least 100, if not more, of these people. They're sleeping in the cars, and there's a big fight between the city. And you got to watch until the very end, because I will not give the spoiler out, but it was one of the... My jaw hasn't dropped during watching a documentary in a long time. And when that happened, I was like, wow, I wasn't seeing that coming. But then, like, I kind of was. Anyway, you got to watch it. Please do yourself a favor. If you haven't watched it yet, watch the documentary called The Overnighters. It is on Netflix, because that's where I watched it. Unless it's been taken off since then, and then just look for it somewhere. You can probably rent it off of various sources or get it certain ways, however you want. Piracy, yes. Okay. Continue on with the show. Ranch hand needed. Ranch hand. Well, I used to work at Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Yeah.
I'm taking it. I'm going what? In. I take this one. Huh? No.
0-6-6.
Okay, never mind. Machinist Hydraulic Repair Shop. All right. Or is it Machinist? I don't know.
Northern Hydraulic Repair?
Yeah, you're looking for a machinist? For the machine?
What's that?
You're looking for machinist? Job for machinist for the machines?
Yeah, let me have you talk to Perry. Hold on a second.
All right, fucker.
Fuck what?
Okay. Thank you. Shit. Where what? Oops.
All right, motherfucker.
Right?
Northern Hydraulics, this is Josh, I'm helping you.
Yes, hello, Josh, I'm calling about the hydraulic machinist job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have, if you want to send us to you down to Florida?
Yeah, I like to make the machines go, and make the machines go.
Okay.
I know how to make them go.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Send a resume hydraulic, to our email address.
So how do I repair the hydraulic fluids? I replace the hydraulic fluids? Is there a lot of replacing of hydraulic fluids?
Are you messing with me?
No, I have a degree in fluid dynamics.
Okay, yeah, this is for machinists.
Yeah, but I have experience as machinist.
Okay, well, send your resume to the...
All right, listen, well, a lot of people have been trying to get a hold of you about this job, so I'm going to put Dwight on. He also wanted to talk to you about the job. He's here. We all live in the church together. We sleep in the church. Together, we're homeless. Okay. We sleep in our cars in the church parking lot. Come on. Yeah, that documentary shows how there's this kind of like, oh, the out-of-towners, ew, they fuck everything up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the local people fucking despise them at this point because you're such a nuisance. All right. Glass door technician. Dwight, I skipped you over before. You want it?
Yeah. Glass doors, yeah.
Use a hammer. I hammer him in really hard. Oh, but I got something even better coming up here.
All has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
How about a janitor job, Dwight?
Yeah, well, I guess Dwight can handle that.
That mop. Mop time. Okay.
This is Steve. Please leave a message.
Oh, whatever, Steve. Listen, I got to change that caller ID because that guy said Florida. He was checking.
Speaking of mops, Orange is the New Black, spoiler alert. But those broads may or may not rape a prison guard with a mop handle at some point. Saying.
Why would you say that? Now you ruined it for me.
No, I didn't. It's still a surprise. It's still a surprise.
No, it's not.
It doesn't happen how I described it. You'll see. You'll see. It's
whatever.
Good stuff.
Whatever. Thanks for nothing. I'm calling that janitor again with a different IP.
What the fuck is going on over there?
My dog has to dildo again.
I gotta make a loop out of that, dude. I never thought about doing that. That's the end of one of those songs in this album where he's like, he tells the girl, she's like, I don't really know how.
Please leave a message.
Yeah, you pick up now. All right. Pizza prep. Woo! Wood-fired pizza. That's some good shit there, motherfucker, right? Yeah, wood-fired. All right, I'll play that during the next call. With your permission, do I pick you?
Sure.
Pizza prep, here you go, boy.
Yeah, it's nice to see Xbox One's going to start doing the back compatibility this later this year.
Yeah, man, cross-compatibility, let's get it.
Yeah, and backwards compatibility. They'll be able to play the 360 games on it.
Yeah, no, if we can get PS on board.
Yeah.
Sony.
This is Bryce, may I help you?
How you doing, Bryce? You got a job listing here for some pizza prepping?
I do.
Yeah, fantastic. What can you tell me about it?
You know, we've got some openings and positions. Mainly, I'm looking for growing someone into this because I'm going to have a large chunk of my experienced staff leaving middle of July and end of August for going off to college and finishing up grad school.
Okay.
So looking for some folks that are going to have a lot of noise in the background there.
I think that's on your end. I got everything muted.
All right. at that point in time, I've got that going on, and with that, looking for some folks that have got some good experience and whatnot going on with, we don't do any grilling, we don't do any sautéing, we're just prep, production, and then the manager and myself, we think of me cook the pizzas. And
okay.
So it's just cleaning, organizing, and keeping things, nice and tight and clean and looking good. So what kind of experience do you have?
I actually worked for Papa John's for 3.5 years down in Orlando. And I actually I was a driver for Pizza Hut for about 2 years.
Okay.
And I got pizza experience. I just had to get rid of the driver position because I had a DUI, so I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me just go and start doing the cooking the pizzas and stuff. They just fired me, and I don't know. I thought that was a bad deal.
Gotcha. Yeah, definitely. Well, for yourself, are you here in Billings then, obviously?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to take a swing by, probably tomorrow morning, maybe 10 or so, that would be great to, there's some weird sounds on my phone.
I don't hear what you're talking about.
That's good, because this is crazy going on here.
Oh.
So with that, swing in and, taking a phone application that we can do a little meet and chat to go from there, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah, that'd be fine with me. You say like about 10?
You know, probably about 9:45, 10 would be a great time.
Okay, yeah, I'll swing by over there. And do you want me to bring a resume or something?
That'd be perfect, yeah. If you got one, that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, I got one. Yeah, I'll bring it on over and see what we can get done.
Sounds very good. Thank you much.
Yeah, thanks you.
All right, man. Bye.
Yeah, bye. I didn't even want to fuck with him. The sounds were enough.
Oh, just so he's hearing all that shit.
He's like, oh, there's something going on with my phone. I can't hear anything. Sorry.
I wasn't muted. I almost fucked it up.
I heard you get fucking start laughing. Like, I think you got something going on in the background.
Man. All right, let's continue. Dietary aid with an E at the end.
AIDS.
Yeah.
I meet a bitch. That's it. Fuck a bitch. Next thing you know, you fucking a bitch. Fuck a bitch. Fuck a bitch.
What's your move?
Now when I'm fucking off 10, I'm invincible. Don't love no hoe, that's my principle. Bitches come,
hang on.
Bitches go. That's why I get my nut and I be out the fucking dough. You know. They might be the one to set me up. Wanna get their little brother to wet me up. That's why I tote texts and stuff to get them off my case. Just in case the little fucker ends up misplaced. I don't give a bitch enough to catch the bus. And when I see the seam and I'm leaving, bitches be scheming.
Grand Parks, this is Lisa.
Yeah, you got a job for dietary aids?
I don't know if we do. Do you, if you could come in and
what do you mean you don't know?
Fill out an application?
It says on the machine here, a dietary aid with an E at the end. Does that mean I have to be, you have to be a woman because of the E at the end?
No.
Okay. All right, yeah, because I used to plan meals for a big hospital all the time. I used to plan the shit that they would eat, you know. It had to be 1,500 calories, etc. I had sodium considerations, you know, and the kidney one, you know, low potassium, you know, okay, yeah, man. And diabetic, low sugar, no sugar added, low sugar motherfuckers.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
All right, hey. So where do I go to fill out the application machine?
I don't think we're interested with the language that
you can't do that. You can't do that. You have to let me do an application. I know the rules. I know the laws.
Okay. The address should be on the internet.
Okay, so I'll look you up and then I'm and you don't, I have a right to have you guys consider my resume and read it over.
Sure. Fill it out. Yep.
And I have a right to have an interview too. You have to do the interview too.
Sure. Yep.
You can't deny me an interview.
Sure.
You can't deny me an interview or I'll sue you.
Okay.
I'll sue you.
All right. Thank you.
I like to sue a lot of... That's how I get by. I've sued three companies since I moved to Billings from North Carolina.
Okay, sir. I need to go. Thank you.
That's how I get... But the last... Running out of money. Running out of money now. Need a new lawsuit. I need a job so I can get some kind of lawsuit. It's funny, but there's people in the world that live off that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to get this job until they say something kind of racist and make a big deal about it. And I'm going to get sued. Or I'm going to get unemployment. I'm going to talk. I'm here with a broken ankle living off of...
Our call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Fuck! All right, we're a needed massage therapist. Excellent. I have experience getting
Body Wellness Center, this is Marjorie. May I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the massage therapist job. I'm a massage... Well, I have experience with massage therapy.
Oh, okay. And are you a licensed massage therapist as
well? I received, I've done massage for a long time. I do massages for a birthday and anniversary gifts for my spouse and my fiance and my guma. You know what a guma is?
Yes.
Yeah.
But now, are you licensed in the state of Montana, however?
Yeah, yeah, I am. And I get an Asian massage every week from the same girl, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have you, let me see, I think Dr. Mitchell has an email address that he has everybody applying.
Dr. Mitchell?
Hang on. Okay. Yeah, hang on a minute, please.
All right, fucker. She knows what Kumar is, right? Mistress, for those wondering. Shout out to Tony Soprano. I think what we need is some Oh God, Bill. What do you think, Dwight?
Oh, Bill, yeah.
Knock her out.
Oh, yeah.
Get rid of that. Dr. Mitchell, this weird guy's talking about massaging his mistress. Hey, go on, talk to him. What? Oh, shit, I think she's picking up again. She was transferring me. Damn it, why did I hang up? Stupid.
still sweat me hard because I'm a rap star. I'll be cruising up the block, I'll be passing up.
Good afternoon. It's a wonderful day at Vitality Wellness. This is Marge. May I help you?
Hello. I think I accidentally got disconnected when I was trying to...
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Hang on 1 minute, please.
It's my fault.
That's fine.
All right, bye.
This is Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. I was calling about the massage therapy job. I have 8 years experience. I'm licensed in the state. Just got it transferred over from the Carolinas. Passed tests and everything. I got a clean HIV test. I got the whole panel clean. Everything came back clean.
All right.
I'm sorry. I just threw that at you. I'm sorry. Can we start over again? Hi. Hi. My name is Ed Rosenthal, and I am a former massage therapist looking for work. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ed?
Oh, I'm well. I'm better now that I'm talking to you.
Good, good.
Yeah.
So, are you located in Billings right now?
Yes. Yes, I am.
All right.
I live at the Billings AME Methodist Church, unfortunately. Please don't discriminate because I'm an out-of-towner, you know? An overnighter, please?
No, no.
Okay. I do good work. I just can't find massage work here.
Right. Okay, and so you were a massage therapist for 8 years.
Yeah, and see what happened was I decided to come up here to try to work on the oil, you know, because my tips and stuff started dropping in my massage therapist job because I was working for a massage company and a new guy took over and they basically, you know, want a proactive illegal, you know. And I refused to, you know, do hand jobs and stuff like that. I said, absolutely not. They pressured some of the other licensed ones to do it. So I ended up getting the worst of the clients. I ended up not getting tips and stuff like that. It was bad. It was bad. But I have integrity, you know. I refuse to,
right,
you know, do anything like, you know, mutual masturbation or oral sex or anything like that. I would never do that to a client, you know. Then, now I moved up here looking for oil work. I was working on the oil pipes and they started calling me Fluffy for some reason. I don't know why that was my nickname. I got into a big fight with this African-American guy because he was, you know, making sexual comments towards me, you know. And I'm basically blacklisted from all of the oil companies now. They know because I got into a fight. That it's basically like getting a dishonorable discharge in the military. You might as well. So then I lost my apartment. All I had was my Mercedes SUV. And I have it parked here. I've been living out of it, you know. I got all my stuff in here. And my cat Mika is in here. And... yeah, I mean, I'm willing to, you know, even do, you know, the hand release if that means that's what kind of job it is because I used to have this moral ground and I've been so beaten down. I will, you know, masturbate another man or a woman if that's what they want.
Well, we're just looking to do chair massages and local business.
Thank God, thank God. I was afraid you were going to tell me that, you know.
No, no.
Oh, thank God, thank God.
Do you have professional clothing that you'd be able to wear to these events?
I can get some stuff, yeah. They got a big bin here with a bunch of clothes that we can use. Yeah.
Okay.
What should I wear? What kind? So I know what to look for in the big bin they got here.
Business casual. Oftentimes when we do events, it's going to be with larger corporations. So we want to dress either, you know, equal or close to the caliber of the people that we'd be working with.
All right. So then I do have neck tattoos, but I can cover them up. I have the makeup, professional makeup to cover it up. Flesh color makeup. Yeah. But on my hands, there's also makeup, and the problem is, I mean, there's also, I have tattoos between my knuckles. And I can mask them, but when I'm doing a lot of massage, it starts rubbing off, you know? And
right.
It says kind of some curse words, you know?
Okay.
I've thought about getting them maybe changed or something, but I just don't have the money yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it says, like, okay. My right knuckle, so when you look at it, it's the left. It says F-U-C, you know the word there?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, it says Jesus. I don't know why. I was forced to do that. They forced me when I was in college. There was a... I was rushing for a fraternity, and they forced me to get it done. And they ended up not even, you know... I was just a pledge and never got in.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was the Skull and Bones, you know? Like, it was like an Illuminati dark kind of society at Harvard. And, yeah. Yeah, that happened.
Okay.
All right. So,
Are you calling from a cell phone, or how would we be able to get hold of you?
Oh, yeah. This is what they call, you know, what they call an Obama phone?
I have never heard of an Obama phone.
It's like a free phone with like 300
There's
minutes
no
a month. It's talking right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's talking to me right now, actually. I don't know why. My phone's talking to me. But, yeah, the government gives them out free if you're
okay.
Poor. Shut up, phone! I don't want shit! Leave me alone, phone! This phone, I'm just talking, and it thinks I'm talking to it, and it says, what do you want? And it starts looking up people to call. Motherfucker! Excuse me a minute.
Okay.
Excuse me a minute, please.
Yep, still waiting.
What's your fucking problem, phone?
Google search, what's your fucking problem, phone? No!
Damn it, now it wants to Google search, what's your fucking problem, phone. So what's the best thing that I can do? Did you have any questions for me, or?
I just need to know how to get a hold of you so that we can call you back.
Oh, sure, yeah, that's, it's the local area code. You should
okay.
have it on 406-195-3695.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk to my boss and see what he thinks, and then
right.
we'll give you a call back. All right?
All right. What do you like Chipotle or anything, maybe? You know, we could do lunch. We can talk with discuss my abilities, skills, you know, my career profile. I'll invite you maybe like
fine.
Starbucks, invite you out for coffee, or maybe we go to Chipotle and we can get some burrito bowls and talk it over.
I would need to talk to my boss first and then call you back.
Or some good, you wear some good perfume, all right, when you do that. All right? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or some nice sexy, I like boots too. You wear boots? Like the thigh-high boots, you know what I mean? I do like that. Hottest kind of footwear a woman can need. Yeah. That was weird, right? Whoa. All right, housekeeping. Housekeeping, here you go.
Keeping keepies.
He's asking for more pillows.
It's a great day, Mary
Nades.
This is Alicia.
Hello. You got a position for housekeepings?
It's not too long. Hang on, I'll call him.
Oh, bitch.
Gage.
Had to kick my kid's ass and tell him to get out of the room there. Sorry.
Yeah. Put five fingers in his face.
It's a great day, Mary Maids. This is Alicia.
Yeah, you got a listing for housekeeping positions?
We sure do.
Oh, fantastic. What can you tell me?
What would you like to know?
How much the hours are, like weeklies, in the rate of the pays and the hours of work in jazz.
The teams come in at about 8:30, and are in anywhere between 4 and 6, and then you get $9 an hour to start, and then you're put on percentage after that, which is 20% of each house.
Holy shit! It's thundering outside. Yes. So I'm sorry about that.
Is it really?
The thunder has startled me. It was very loud.
Oh no!
What type of places do we clean? Is it like hotels or
residential houses?
Residentials. Okay. Now, do they when we go is to the clean? Is it like one person cleans? Is it like do you do a team on a house?
Yep, we do teams.
So teams on a house. Okay, and you say the mostly women's they work here. Is there no men's?
We do have one right now. Sometimes we have more. Sometimes we have less.
Okay, and what are your views on police records?
Let's see. You have to be able to be bonded, which basically means that you can't have a felony.
No, I pleaded down. It's a misdemeanor.
Well, we do background checks, so if that comes back okay, everything should be fine.
I had sex with a woman. She did not consent, but I pleaded down to misdemeanor.
Yeah, we'd have to wait and see what came back with the background check.
Yeah, it's okay now, though. It's misdemeanor. I can be a bonds. I can bond this.
Bonded.
Yes, I bonds the bonds. I can do this.
Okay, alrighty. So what I'll have you do is come on down and pick up an application. And then take it home and fill it out and then bring it back. You know where we're located at?
I come down where you locate?
Let's see. Are you calling from the Missoula or Billings area?
The Billings.
Billings. Okay. So Tori's not going to be in the office until Tuesday of next week. Let me put you on hold for just 2 seconds here.
Okay.
Okay. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get your email address, and then we'll kind of just go from there. Let me grab a pen here.
Okay.
Okay, and can I get your name and phone number, please?
Yeah, my name is Juan, and the last name is Gonzalez.
Okay, and then what is a good phone number to reach you at?
Telephone number is 323-157-2261. It's my cell phone.
Okay, and then can I get your email address?
My email address is nonoddaddy@badtouch.net.
Alrighty, so I will go ahead and pass this information along to the Billings owner and operator, and then she'll probably get a hold of you next week.
Okay. Do you know, like, if I were to come to the office and maybe eat your pussy, if maybe I'm more in line for jobs?
Oh man, come on!
Oh no.
Oh, shit. I got bad news. I actually got to go because the meal I'm making tonight is going to be a pan fry. I thought it was
sounds lovely. Good.
But, I looked at the Target package information for it, and, yeah, it is a pan fry machine. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to just throw it in the oven and forget about it. So, sorry about that, guys. But I want to thank you, Dwight, and you, Llama, as well as Brad and Trainwreck. It was good to hear from him. who all joined me today. That was excellent. I appreciated that. Dwight, you have anything going on that we should know about? You got a show Saturday?
Yep, Saturday.
All right, Mama's
Saturday at 10.
Mama's going to work on uploading his show from a day and a half ago or whatever.
Yeah. I did. It should be up there soon.
Okay, bud. All right, bud. Well, thanks, guys. See you later. Catch me Sunday. I'll be on again Sunday. Oh, hey. Yeah, listen, I created some mugs. We'll get no profit for them, but if you want to go to prankcallnation.spreadshirt.com, there's some Madhouse Radio mugs. They say stuff like horse, put a man on the phone. What else do they got? Hang on, what do they got? It's the Madhouse logo with a URL to it, and it also says stuff like horse. What is it? At four. There's also some shot glasses. They're expensive things. You know, we don't get any money out of it, but it's fun shit. Horse, hey, big girl, put a man on the phone, and one coffee with heat. I want to get that one. The Madhouse mug that says one coffee with heat. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. There's also t-shirts. Ladies' t-shirts, a men t-shirt, a hoodie, and a tank top. There you go. It's a frosty beer mug, but it's too expensive. It's $18.90. $18.90 for that motherfucker. It's up to you. Whatever. Hey, guys, I'll be back later on. Thank you. Sunday.